We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager.
Tapati Purrier for the win. Bang!
Live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Tiger Talk. Now live, here is your host, the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Well, good evening, everyone. In for Mike tonight, this is Chris Giovino, and it is great to be with you for Tiger Talk, live from Buffalo Wild Wings here on the south side of Columbia. And boy, it's good to be indoors tonight. It is cold here in central Missouri and all over the place, it sounds like, but good thing basketball is an indoor sport. We're indoors to talk about hoops. We've got a big show lined up for you. We thank you very much for tuning in wherever you might be listening to us. Of course, our usual loyal crowd here at Buffalo Wild Wings. We always appreciate these folks here and enjoy the familiar, friendly faces as well. But Coach Konzo Martin's alongside. We'll be here till top of the hour at 8 o'clock. We also have a special player guest, Drew Smith, the transfer from Evansville, who has to sit out this season, but I know is working diligently on the side on his academics and his physical prowess as well, getting set to join the team next season. I think he is really going to be a welcome addition to the club. I've been able to talk to him just a few brief times since his arrival. Really an interesting guy, very polite, well-spoken, and a great story, and I know a lot of folks are looking forward to his partaking with the team next season on the court. Look forward to a couple of games coming up. Road trip to Auburn Wednesday night, 7:30, and then the big Rally for Ryan game with Vanderbilt here Saturday night. So a lot to look ahead to, some to look back on as well. And first things first, Konzo Martin, good to see you. Good evening. How are you?
Doing well, Chris. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. It's good to see you again. And as always, as you well know, through your 11 years as a Division I head coach, the sun comes up even after difficult losses. And Coach, it was tough after the game. That was a heartbreaker in overtime against LSU, and we talked. But as you just said, you just have to finish, don't you? That was the key. You played so well for so long in that game, your team.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I think if you do this long enough, I felt several losses I remember as a player. And this was, I think, one of three losses, I think, as a head coach. I mean, I've lost games, but just the pain in them. You feel like you have the game in hand. It just came up short. And I think the great thing about it, the pain is real, and you have to deal with it. And hopefully it stings, and hopefully it makes that next day tough. Because you have to grow from it, and we'll certainly grow from it. We'll grow from it as a program. Our players will grow from it. But it's a tough one to deal with. And not so much for me. It's not about it being a ranked opponent and all that. It just, I feel like you're supposed to win your home games. You win your home games. It's always tough to win on the road. So we didn't go into the game, even with Mark out thinking, oh, man, let's just make it competitive. We felt like we could win the game. And we showed it. We just came up short. And I think we tried to hold on to the score instead of winning the actual game, and we paid for it.
Tigers are up 14 in those final 3 minutes, but LSU rallied back for the 86-80 win in overtime after LSU forced OT. And that might be what would be so tough about that loss because, correct me if I'm wrong, but just observing the game, Konzo, for 38 minutes, I thought your guys did so well, and I'm thinking did probably pretty close to exactly what you wanted. LSU came in averaging 89 points a game in conference play, averaging 89 in five conference games. That's like an NBA scoring average, and those guys play eight more minutes in the pros. You had them at 59 with 2 minutes to go, 30 points below their average. It was a remarkable defensive effort.
You know, we talk about the mental and the physical toughness, and I think the mental wasn't as strong down the stretch of the game. And again, I try not to dwell on it with the guys. We show what we need to show to move forward as a team and as a program because you have to grow from it. And then you move on. But again, it's a tough, tough pill to swallow as a program and as a team. And I like to think we'll learn from it.
And how do you move on? Because obviously that loss stings. And I guess the question is just to keep it from lingering, which might be natural for many folks who aren't, say, involved in athletics or as high-level athletes as your guys are. How do you get over that, coaching them? Can you easily?
Well, I think the get over is the pain in which what took place. So hopefully it never happens again. I think you try to have that mentality. I think as you get experience and in the wisdom as a basketball player, I get more physical, I get mental toughness, I get older, I get stronger, I get better, and I have more comfort in that situation because you know as well as I thought Ronnie Suggs played, you know, and we don't make any excuses. He hadn't been in that situation a lot. I mean, KJ Santos hadn't been in that situation a lot. I mean, guys, it's probably your one true ball hand on the floor. And again, no excuses because you got yourself to that point, win the game. But all of a sudden, that pressure, it mounts, and it gets real high. And then you have to be keen on every assignment, every time down. And they made the plays to win the game. They made big shots. Because, again, even when you turn the ball over, we weren't the same defensive team the last 2.5 minutes. I think they made five threes. I think before that, they might have been 4 for 27 or 28 from three. So we did a great job defending the three, and all of a sudden we got hesitant. They made shots, and it changed the game.
I thought that was a great point in reflecting on your remarks Saturday because everybody focuses on the turnovers, and they were there, and they were problematic, as we know. But you pointed out very clearly and quickly, still got to get back and play defense and don't allow them those three-point shots because Mays and Waters are deadly. They weren't great, but down the stretch they were there. But I thought, you know, he's really right. There are two ends of the floor, two sides of the game, and even coughing it up doesn't automatically mean LSU's going to be able to make those shots or, you know, get some good looks that they might have had.
Well, you know, and then the hard part is when you – because what I try to do because of just the pain – and even if it wins, but the pain if you lose a game. So I try not to watch the game after that night. I used to do as assistant coach or early as a head coach. Probably 3 years ago, I stopped watching it that night. Because you're talking about zero sleep now. At least I can get 2 hours, but that's zero sleep. But what happens then when you watch the film, it's worse because now you see the breakdown. Because on the surface, as a fan, you think, oh, they played a great game minus those last 2 or 3 minutes. Well, that wasn't the case. Because all of a sudden, you look at the last 5, 7 minutes, even the last 2 minutes, there was a lot of breakdown on our part. I mean, I'm not even talking about the turnovers, but just the defensive assignments. Like the last play, guys didn't sprint back on D. So now the matchups aren't the same because we were jogging back as opposed to sprint back, having a defense set. Because we're a really good defensive team, our defense is set. So now when your defense on set, you got Kevin on the point guard, Geis on the big guy, he drives the ball to the basket now. If we had the right assignments and everybody's in position, then there's a breakdown. And there was the call was made on Ronnie Suggs on the blockout. Well, if it wouldn't have took place on the wing the first time, that might not have happened. So that's what I always try to do as a coach. You go back to how did we get to this point? You know, because, okay, you turn the ball over. Okay, let's sprint back. Let's protect our rim. We don't turn it over and all of a sudden give up baskets.
Mm-hmm. Kind of becomes a double negative, which you look to avoid. You know, it's interesting because this is such a solid person here, and what you see is what you get, and I'm lucky because do the games and visit with him on the road. And you remember at Texas A&M, the morning of the shoot-around, you and I ran into you at the coffee shop, and somehow we got talking about sleeping on the road, and do you sleep well at hotels? And, of course, Coach said, and I hope you don't mind, but he said, well, you know, I don't necessarily sleep really well wherever during the basketball season. I have to tell you, I thought about you after Saturday afternoon's game, thinking, he's not sleeping well tonight, I'm afraid. And that's probably the case.
Unless I'm at home with Roberta.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're at home with Roberta, so she can help you put you at ease and not worry. Just on the road, it's worse.
Tough. It's really tough. But just even in wins, because you're so locked in your film, your assignment, the next thing, and it's so fast. You have your preparation with your players, game planning, you're recruiting, and it's nonstop. But it's what's expected. I like to think every good program goes through that, but it's just... No, for me, sleep has always been, I think for 11 years since I've been a head coach, it's been tough to come by, especially during the season.
But home games are better, though, when you have your support staff around. I get that does happen with a wife and your three children, of course, some more grown up than others.
When we win.
Okay, so all bets are off after losses.
Just trying to help him out a little bit, but... I said, he speaks the truth.
Because it's really hard to go to sleep. I think you ask any competitive person, I mean, not just what I do, it's really hard to get it out of your head. I think that's what makes a lot of people successful.
No, I think everybody who's involved to an extent, you know, had a little bit of a tough time, but probably none much as you, who's so responsible for the program and done such a good job. You weren't expecting that late comeback. Well, what's going to get your attention clearly is what's up next. Another group of talented Tigers, and I mentioned LSU's prowess at 89 a game. These guys at Auburn, and we'll get more specific later in the show, but they're pretty similar. They're explosive, too. They score 84 a game. They're lightning quick. They have a veteran team and got 91 here last year. So that'll get your attention and maybe snap out from any lingering residue that might be there.
Oh, we'll be ready to go. You have to. We can talk about it as a staff. We can deal with it the night of, the next day. But once we hit practice today, so it's business as usual. Now, again, it's practice started a little slow because you had a day off and then you're bouncing back from a tough loss. And then once practice got going, rev the engine up and it's time to go. Because we're not making a lot of excuses about it. We lost the game. And I told our guys, I really feel like we have 8 losses. And I think all 8 losses had a lot to do with our turnovers. And turnovers leading to baskets for the other team. And I think it's hard to win games like that because you put so much pressure on your offense and your defense. One, when you turn it over, then it's not just turnovers, but it's live ball turnovers. Maybe we probably average 15 to 20 points of live ball turnovers. That's a lot of points you're giving up and putting a lot of pressure on your team.
Yeah, a lot of pressure on yourself. So we're going to take a break. We're just getting started with Coach Konzo Martin. We'll talk a lot more about the Auburn game and the Vanderbilt game and Missouri's next home contest Saturday. But when we come back after the break, talk about some players who really stepped up this past Saturday. Some unlikely customers, I think it's fair to say, in terms of their previous roles this season. But, boy, were they ready for LSU and really gave those Tigers all they could handle and then some. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings for Tiger Talk, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. The right stuff, low price, every day. And this is Mizzou Sports on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
When it comes to banking, you have a choice to make. You can go big, or you can go local. Or you can go to Central Bank and get the best of both worlds. The technology, tools, and services you need, with the flexibility of a bank who can make important decisions locally. Take a new look at the world of possibilities with Central Bank. Strong roots, endless possibilities. Start at centralbank.net. Member FDIC.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find out more at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
Tiger fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Missouri, including our new store in Columbia, or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics.
Missouri's families deserve safe roads and bridges. The skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors are working together to build the infrastructure you need to safely get to work, get the kids to school, and run your errands. Safe roads and bridges drive Missouri. Rely on the skilled men and women of the Laborers Union of Eastern Missouri and our contractors to build your next mile of road. Paid for by MoLessett.org.
Columbia, water and light, saving money. Yeah, that's right. saving money, getting loans to get good heating for your home. Never be cold, always warm, even during the biggest storms.
More than $1,000 in rebates. Spend money on fun things.
That's great. Doors won't close, windows cracked. Get them fixed quick.
That's a fact.
Columbia, water and light. Go check out their website.
Brought to you by Columbia Youth Teaching Efficiency.
I'm a little bit holy water.
Dierks Bentley.
A little bit burning.
Burning Man Tour 2019, Saturday, February 23rd, Mizzou Arena. And he's bringing along special guests, John Party, Tennille Towns, and Hot Country Nights. Dierks Bentley, live in concert. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
We continue on Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia, and a chance to remind you that Academy Sports and Outdoors has 9 convenient locations in Missouri, 1 here in Columbia and in St. Peter's as well, or shop online, academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics. And also, be sure to call a local shelter insurance agent to set up a free personal protection review and ask about Shelter's auto policy, including roadside assistance. Find an agent near you, shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield and we're your shelter. Chris Trevino with Missouri basketball coach Konzo Martin, and the Tigers will play at Auburn Wednesday night against those Tigers after taking on the LSU Tigers this past Saturday. You know, the great thing about the show is we have an hour, so we can talk about a lot of things and a lot of players within your team. And Jordan Geist, man, season-high 25 points, career-high 11 rebounds. The guy just never slows down. I mean, it's all energy and effort and gives you everything he has, doesn't he?
Yeah, he got his nose dirty, especially on those rebounds, to be assertive, because, you know, when you're talking about one of the most athletic teams, I think LSU is that. And I thought he did a great job of getting there, getting rebounds. I thought he did a great job embracing the challenge with Tremont Waters, who's a great scorer, passer, distributor. I thought he did a wonderful job really in guarding him outside of maybe that three-point shot late, but I thought he did an exceptional job.
Tremont Waters is a hard guard, for sure, for anyone defensively. You know what impresses me about Geist, and you know him better than any of us, but when you go to South Carolina and Frank Martin makes it a point afterwards, as soon as he walks into the postgame press conference, to say, I don't know that I've seen many people improve as much as that player has from one season to the next. When you go to Texas A&M and Billy Kennedy makes it a point to say, that guy's playing with the attitude I'd love to see my guys play with. Whoa, those are words of high praise, aren't they?
It is, and that's why he'll be successful. I mean, I think because his work ethic, his ability to not back down from anything, and I think that's what makes him good. He plays with an edge. But the great thing about him, he understands who he is, and he knows what makes him good. And I think a lot of young guys struggle with that part. They want to be something that they're not. I think he understands, this is who I am, this is how I need to play. This is what makes me successful, and that's why he's a good player.
Sure has developed and really seems to be a guy who gets it in terms of the urgency of this, his senior season. And Jeremiah Tillman, 35 minutes Saturday, coach, 15 points, 6 rebounds. Just good to see him available and out there, and we know the difference he makes for your team. The one stat, and you can get lost in numbers, but Tigers are 8-2 when Tillman gets to double figures, and I even pointed out, he got to double digits, and you're up double digits late. Man. I thought, here we go, 9-1. Didn't work out, man. But coach, obviously, his presence to your ball club, how meaningful is it?
I mean, he's very valuable, just his size, when he's able to stay on the floor, because, again, they hover around him. A lot of times guys might miss him, might not get him the ball, but the way they defend one guy on the other side, because he's so strong. And, again, you're talking talent. He's just as talented as those guys. I think what gets lost in his talent is the fact that sometimes he gets in foul trouble, so he's not as effective a player because he's on the bench, but he brings a lot to the table, very assertive. And he's doing a tremendous job of keeping his composure when sometimes it feel like tough situations for him, and that's not easy, because I know how hard it is for me to keep my composure for him, and seeing some of those things that take place. And it's got to be tough, because what happens, you get a reputation, and now you're trying to play through that, and just play the game, and sometimes people come into the game assuming certain things about you. And it makes it tough for him.
And he really is in a spotlight. You know, it's 6'10", 260 pounds. The whistle blows. All of us look right away for his reaction. As I say in our football broadcast oftentimes, Coach, when the left tackle, who in the SEC runs about 6'8", 330 pounds, you know, goes ahead with a false start, for a guy like that, there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. The officials throw that flag clearly right at him, and they see it. But so Tilly's been kind of becoming more and more composed, it seems, lately, after the whistle blows even against him.
Well, again, I think the hard part in that is he should be allowed to just play basketball. I mean, you know, I watch when I can. I watch the other SEC games now, and I don't wear glasses yet, but I see how I see what I see on the TV.
Yep.
I just simply ask for balance.
I want to ask you about a couple of more guys. We probably can't go down the whole roster, but just last Saturday, Ronnie Suggs, the transfer from Bradley, of course, been in the program now for a couple of years, sat out, but comes in 29 minutes, 9 points, 4 rebounds. And Ronnie now, the last three games, is averaging 20 minutes playing for you, and none more meaningful than this past game, huh?
Well, I think what Ronnie has shown in practice, that he can be one of our best, if not our best, perimeter defenders because of his experience. He's long, he's 6'6", he's athletic, he's a fluid athlete. He can glide up and down the floor. And I just think it's a matter of him bringing what he brings to practice to the floor. And I think that's what you see now. And I think with minutes, he'll continue to get better. I think he'll continue to get minutes because I think there was a stretch in the second half. Ronnie just played for an extended amount of time, but he wasn't exhausted. And he knows his assignments. He's a very intelligent young man. He understands what's expected on the floor. And then without Mark and then Javon Bellin, his back, I thought Ronnie did a great job of keeping us strong for a long time.
KJ Santos continues to get more and more time, had 4 points, 3 rebounds the other day. And, you know, I'm thinking as we're watching the game and he's getting out there more and more, he's only played 9 games to this point in time, 6 of them in the SEC. So that's a pretty much baptism by fire, isn't it? It's one thing to get in game action, but when you're jumping right into SEC play, but you really seem more and more confident in him and in terms of using him even earlier in these games.
So I think what he has, and again, the confidence, because he had the foot injury, so you got probably 2 months. But he's a guy that can drive. You saw when he picked and pop, he can drive the ball. And I think he'll eventually show his ability to shoot the three-point ball. He made one first, I think, against Tennessee, but I think he'll show his ability to knock this shot down. He's a strong athlete around the rim. And it just, I think with time and games on his belt, but the unfortunate thing for him, he's going up against the best competition in the country without a lot of reps under his belt.
And they had a little bit of a head start with some of those early season games and tourney games. You're right about that. Stay with us, folks. Coach Konzo Martin is here. We have a lot more Tiger basketball to talk about. We'll also visit with Drew Smith in just a few moments. A couple segments from now, I really think you'll enjoy getting to know him. But as we head to break, we remind you once again, Academy Sports and Outdoors with 9 convenient locations in Missouri, including right here in Columbia, along with St. Peter's and several others. You can shop online as well, academy.com, Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of Mizzou Athletics. We're right back to Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia after this break for more Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
There's more here than just a degree. The University of Missouri is a place where hands-on learning helps students become standout employees, where graduates quickly earn jobs around the world thanks to a network of alumni that's more than 300,000 strong. Mizzou is where opportunities are found in 300 degree programs and where 500 student organizations make it easy to belong. Discover what Mizzou can do for your student. Visit admissions.missouri.edu today.
It's internet and TV like never before. Introducing Extreme. With Extreme, you can stream live TV to mobile devices in your home and use TiVo to take your recorded shows on the go. Plus, use apps like YouTube and Netflix on your TV. Yep, your favorite apps are now available on your big screen. And with the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, this system is built for multi-streaming. Experience Extreme. New from MediaCom. Call 844-EXTREME3.
Another insurance puzzle from Trusted Choice.
Does your homeowner's policy cover you for injuries on a jet ski ride? It depends. Jet ski renters and owners aren't covered, but a jet ski borrower probably is covered by a standard homeowner's policy. Make sense? Trusted Choice independent agents can make sense of it for you. They represent many companies, not just one, so you can choose the insurance that fits your life.
To locate the Trusted Choice agency in your area, visit TrustedChoice.com.
I'm not a control freak, but I like things a certain way. My way.
That's why I love how Regions Lockit lets me lock my Regions personal credit cards, check cards, and now prepaid cards when and how I want to for online, in-store, or even ATM transactions. And unlocking is just as easy. You don't have to be a control freak to think that's awesome.
Open a Regions checking, credit, or now card account with new Lockit. It's secure, easy to use, and customizable. Regions, official bank of the SEC. Member FDIC. Your mobile carrier's messaging and data fees may apply.
Like many businesses in our area, maybe you are considering reorganizing or relocating, but really don't know where to start. At Samco Business Products, we are specialists in this planning process and can take that guesswork off your shoulders. Our design team can provide insight for reconfiguring your existing space to be more efficient and productive. Or if your needs have changed and you plan to relocate, our team can reinstall your existing furniture in your new facility and eliminate that hassle too. So relax. With Samco, work just got better.
SiriusXM brings you SEC College Hoops like no one else. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM SEC Radio from experts like Peter Burns and Chris Doering, as well as live play-by-play. So catch every dagger, diamond drive in your car, online, or on the SiriusXM app. Or try us out for free with a streaming trial subscription and take your team with you anywhere you go. Get a free streaming trial at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank our premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. And we also remind you to download our podcast, Inside Mizzou Athletics, presented by Shelter Insurance with Mike Kelly. Visit MUTigers.com/podcast and subscribe today. Coach Mark Smith, obviously, has been so good for you this year, but missed the ball game Saturday against LSU with that ankle injury. Can you give us an update on his status, possibly for Wednesday?
He practiced today. I think he might have set out the last maybe 15 minutes of practice, but he seemed like he was okay. Not a lot of lateral cutting and movement, but he did go up and down. So I'd like to think if he's okay today and he practiced tomorrow, he'd be ready to go on Wednesday.
What a big part of your team he's been. Came into this weekend before the LSU game, certainly as the leading scorer in conference play. Overall, second leading scorer, second leading rebounder, second in minutes played to guys. So I think you'd probably welcome him back with open arms, wouldn't you, Wednesday?
Oh, yeah, and he's done a good job. And he continues to improve his abilities on the floor, as well as his willingness to communicate with guys, locker room, timeouts, game situations. I think that's a part that we take for granted sometimes, the value in which guys communicate amongst each other and what you're saying as a basketball player. Because when you have guys that are vocal on the floor, they can help other guys, especially young guys, new guys, guys that are not as comfortable in situations. But if you give your job, because he's played before, second year college, and it seems like a long time nowadays, he can give comfort to a guy like Ronnie, even though Ronnie's older, but hadn't been in those situations as well as KJ.
And maybe a guy like Torrence Watson, who filled in as a starter, 17 minutes scoreless, and he's still making that transition, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, and I think he'll be there. It's simply consistent work going through it, and everybody goes at a different pace. Because I knew the things that I had to learn. You learn how to dribble the ball, learn how to shoot the ball when I got to college. And he has those things. It's just the confidence and, again, the comfort in game situations, because he comes in with a reputation of a guy that makes shots. So guys press up on you, force you to drive the ball, make other plays. I think he'll continue to grow and get better at that.
Coach, we're going to take a break. When we come back, one of the newest Tigers, straight out of Evansville, Indiana, Drew Smith, joins us next as we continue on Tiger Talk on the Tiger Network, the Central Bank Tiger Network, in fact, from Learfield.
Make the most out of your next trip. Fly direct from Columbia to Denver with Columbia Regional Airport. Whether Colorado is your final destination or a stop on the way, when you want fast, easy, convenient, fly COU, Columbia Regional Airport. Let's go.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
I'm a little bit holy water.
Dierks Bentley.
A little bit burning.
Burning Man Tour 2019, Saturday, February 23rd, Mizzou Arena. And he's bringing along special guests, John Party, Tennille Towns, and Hot Country Nights. Dierks Bentley, live in concert. Tickets on sale now at LiveNation.com.
We're live at the Technology All-Star Game, where Marco was just named MVP. Marco came into this matchup with an amazing lineup of technology solutions, from business IT and cloud solutions to copiers and printers, phone and video systems, and more. Their number one service and support played strong offense today. Like we've seen all season, this victory was all about game-winning technology and all-star service. See more Marco highlights at marconet.com.
Every day you wake up, the goal is to get home safely. I think everybody thinks that. Buckle up, phone down. To me, it means simply when you get in the car, buckle up before you do anything. The next part, put your cell phone down. So I think it's very important that we value lives and the importance of getting home safely. If you value lives, then you understand the importance of taking a pledge. One, to put my seatbelt on. Then the other part, to put my cell phone down. Go to MoDOT.org/buckle-up, phone-down and take the pledge now. I've taken a pledge to save lives. Now it's your turn.
For Tiger fans, Saturday is game day. For business owners, it's another day in your work week. UPS gets that. That's why they offer Saturday delivery, so you can keep things running smoothly even while your customers drop everything for the game. Stay on top of your game. Ship with UPS, official logistics company of Missouri Athletics.
Make the most out of your next trip. Fly direct from Columbia to Denver with Columbia Regional Airport. Whether Colorado is your final destination or a stop on the way, when you want fast, easy, convenient, fly COU. Columbia Regional Airport. Let's go.
We roll along on Tiger Talk from Buffalo Wild Wings here in Columbia, and a chance to remind you the law firm of Lathrop Gage would like to recognize Mizzou Three Stripes Club. The Three Stripes Club honors student athletes representing Mizzou values of respect, responsibility, discovery, and excellence by going above and beyond socially, academically, and athletically. Time now for our player segment, and this ought to be a lot of fun when Missouri's outstanding media relations man, R.J. Layton, informed me that Drew Smith would be our guest. I thought that's going to be cool because this will really be informative, I think, for a lot of our listeners because we're just getting to know Drew. Transferred from Evansville here at Missouri. Great to see you. How are things going for you at Mizzou?
It's been pretty good. It's been pretty good since I've been here.
I bet. And it was pretty good for you, it looked like, from a distance on the court at Evansville last year. Drew started all 22 games he played. He averaged about 15 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, a couple of steals. Pretty good numbers, but wait, there's more. As a shooter, he led the Missouri Valley Conference 48% from three-point range. Third from the free throw line, 86%. And overall field goal percentage, 58%. Now, this guy's a guard, a so-called perimeter player, but those are some lofty numbers. You're more than just a shooter, apparently. You must get in close occasionally, at least.
Yeah, that was just kind of how our offense was ran last year. We just took a lot of shots pretty in close to the rim, in the paint, things like that.
Well, it makes sense if you can get them there, or else they just get the ball to Drew Smith, who could really score the ball. Okay, so you're here from Evansville. What was the reason to leave Evansville, Indiana, where you grew up and attended high school, and to venture into the Southeastern Conference as a Missouri Tiger?
Yeah, it was actually a pretty tough decision to kind of leave my family and everything, but just Coach Martin and the staff and everybody that was here just made it seem like a real family atmosphere, and I thought it was just the right decision for me.
And by all accounts, having spoken with a lot of people with the program, coaches and others, you really impressed and have melded right in with the ball club, preseason workouts and practices, and things that seem to be going well. Are you feeling comfortable here?
Yeah, I'm definitely feeling comfortable. It's been good. It's definitely been good this year.
What do you think you'll bring to the ball club next season? Obviously, the clear thing one would say would be shooting, but what else can Drew Smith bring as a guard? I see you've got good size and good strength, it appears.
I just want to come in and just kind of help maybe lead the team, help some younger guys that might not be as experienced. Just work on the defensive end and just try to give what we can on the offensive end.
What have you been doing on your own basketball-wise? Because I know, obviously, you don't travel with us as you're not an active player. You're still around, I'm sure, as much as you can be. But what is the role of a transfer who, man, must have to be patient as you wait a year to get back out there for game action?
Yeah, it's definitely tough just kind of sitting around and watching during the games and everything. But I think it's been good just getting time to kind of work on your game. I mean, I get a whole year off, so, I mean, you can work on every asset of your game. So it's just been really – I think it's been good for me just to kind of get to watch and see what I can expect next year and be able to step in next year.
And I think if I haven't learned anything else, it's that good shooters, you know, don't just show up on game night and make shots. I would suppose you put up a few shots per day. What might be a fair estimate number of shots you try to get up, say, on your own in a gym near you?
Coach Martin tries to get all of us to get at least 500 shots up a day, so I think that's what most of us usually try to shoot for.
How long does that take?
On the gun, it really actually doesn't take as long as it probably takes maybe 35, 45 minutes. Okay.
So you don't have to make 500 shots. You just have to take them and make as much as you can, 400, 450 would be a good percentage.
I mean, yeah, that'd be great, a great percentage, but it just kind of depends.
Yeah, but it is habitual, isn't it, shooting and the form and the follow-through and the mechanics. I mean, there's the art of shooting, isn't there, in basketball?
Yeah, I definitely think. I mean, you definitely see it working out for the guys that put the work in. I mean, I would say Mark and Javon Pickett are probably the guys on our team that are in there shooting the most, and I think that you see it paying off for them this year.
I look ahead and think of the potential backcourt combinations with Drew Smith and Javon Pickett, Mark Smith, Torrence Watson, Xavier Pinson. I mean, they're going to be good, healthy competition, which ought to bode well for the program going forward.
Yeah, I think it'll be good for all of us. I think there will definitely be some competition, but I think that it'll make us all better. And at the end of the day, we're all working for the same thing.
You know what might not be ideal for the announcer is if Drew Smith's out there with Mark Smith and then Mitchell Smith is on the front line. Smith, Smith, and Smith, not a law firm, but a basketball combination. We may just go to first-name basis. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Drew and Mark and Mitchell?
Yeah.
Okay, because I don't need any more challenges than I got. It's tough enough, and I'm going to speak for Mike, too, on that. You get Smith, Smith, and Smith.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. But Smith and Smith sounds like a good backcourt to me. Now, this is interesting. He's from Evansville, as we mentioned earlier, but he's not the only former Evansville Purple Ace with the program. Now, you know who the other guy is, and you better be nice about him. Why don't you let everybody know, and I can fill in some details about his playing days, because I'm old enough to remember.
Yeah, it was Coach Hollander. He played at Evansville before I was there, and then he was coaching there, actually. I think he left the year before I got there, so.
Yeah, and you were born, I think, in 1997, right?
I was, yeah.
December, and then he played in those late 90s, and I hate to admit it, but Hollander was a terrific player. All conference with Evansville.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing is, and I think I made him a little nervous, but when I first met Hollander, after you brought him here, Coach, was in the media room downstairs, I went up and introduced myself, and I said, I remember you playing at Evansville. You were number 33, weren't you? He looked at me and said, yeah, how'd you know? I thought he might be flattered or think I was a smart guy. But I think he was kind of frightened that I knew that. But I used to do the Missouri Valley Conference public address announcing when he played for the Aces, and he played in the late 90s when I was doing the PA, and I vividly remembered him. So he was that good a player. I mean, you got to go back to black and white film. But I was there to vouch for him. Hollander could play the game. Big guy, bruiser, yeah. But he could step out and shoot, too. Mm-hmm. So pay attention to what he says.
I am.
You'll learn from him.
To.
Yeah, you'll learn from him. I got a couple of quick Evansville questions because it's just a unique program. Purple Aces, what'd you think of that nickname? Pretty unique, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of all I've known growing up. So it wasn't, I mean, it was just kind of what I was used to.
Do you know the origin of that? Because I don't. I'll admit ignorance.
I think it was actually because of the casino that we have in Evansville. Okay. Like, that was a big thing back then. So I think that's kind of why they went with the Aces.
Makes sense. So you learn something every night here on Tiger Talk every Monday night. How about the sleeves? They're still wearing the sleeves with the jerseys?
Yeah, they brought them back this year. I saw something on Twitter the other day. They brought them back for a game this year. So they're still, or they tried to bring it back. But, yeah, that's kind of what they're known for.
Yeah, very unique. Did you like wearing those sleeves or not?
We did. I never wore them while I was there.
Oh, because they had gone away, come back.
Yeah, they brought them back this year.
Okay. I was thinking maybe that was a reason to transfer. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, finance major. Now, this is impressive. Are you still majoring in finance? Is that the plan? Because sometimes guys change, obviously, or don't know for sure. But, boy, that sounds good. What do you hope to do beyond basketball? And hopefully that's many years down the road still.
Yeah, I kind of want to go into financial advising or wealth management.
Boy, a lot of us can appreciate that in this day and age, and it's important managing your finances as we go through life and get older. So that is very practical, Drew, for you and others. All right, give me a little scouting report on your guys and heading to Auburn. You don't have to get too specific, but what's the key after a tough loss, because you're very involved with the team and yet aren't playing like some of us are kind of watching closely with interest. So what's important for your guys to go down to Auburn, Alabama, and get a road victory against a really good team?
We're definitely going up against a really good team. I think we're just going to have to lock in on transition defense. They push on misses and makes. They get it up the floor and try to score quick. So I think if we can get them in a half-court game, it'll be good for us.
Well, it sounds like it. Listen, I'm very honest when I say a lot of folks ask me about you and how's he going to be and when's he going to be ready and what's he doing and, man, isn't he going to help? And I pretty much just say yes, 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 yes. And next season will be here soon enough. So make the most of your time here between seasons. It's been great to know you, and I appreciate your time here tonight. Thank you, sir. Best of luck in school and basketball.
Thank you.
Drew Smith with us, everybody. And when we come back, we'll be rejoined by Coach Konzo Martin and look ahead to Auburn. Tell you about this ball club, which just fell out of the top 25 today for the first time all season. But don't be fooled. They were ranked in the top 10 for 6 weeks earlier this season, and they've lost three in a row, but close ones to really good teams. Auburn will be a handful. We'll talk to Coach Konzo Martin about those Tigers next when we continue on Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, shmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Missouri fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Tigers and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Tigers.
We are Missouri Employers Mutual, the state's number one provider of workers' compensation insurance. But we're more than an insurance policy. We are safety fanatics. Our innovative safety and claim services help thousands of employers keep their employees safe and business successful. And we do all of that with integrity and respect. In your complex business world, we make safety simple and it pays dividends. Visit safetyfanatics.com to learn how we are different. MEM, putting safety to work for you.
In Missouri, we're lucky. Think about it. All the profits from all Missouri Lottery tickets turn into programs for schools and students. From early childhood education to A-plus scholarships for college. And from scratchers to Powerball, every ticket you play builds on that. That's something we can all be proud of. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery.
When the Tigers win, you win at Papa John's. The day after every Missouri Tigers men's or women's basketball victory, you get 50% off regular menu price online orders using the promo code TIGERSWIN online at papajohns.com. That's right, 50% off your entire online orders the day after a Tigers win. Enter promo code TIGERSWIN at papajohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. Proud partner of your Missouri Tigers.
At MU Health, we believe the battle against cancer should be an unfair fight. It's why we at MU Health say yes to giving our patients not just one doctor, but a world-class team of them. Together, they put the spirit of yes to work, collaborating on the latest treatments and research trials, all to give patients the answer they care about most, the right answer. YesMakesItPossible.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tiger Talk on the Tiger Network from Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia. Thank you for staying with us. We need to let you know that Central Bank's your hometown bank, the only place for Tiger checking. Open it today,
www.tigerchecking.com. Well, online for Missouri is a trip tomorrow to Auburn, Alabama to play the Auburn Tigers come Wednesday night at Auburn Arena. It is the smallest arena in the league, seats about 9,000, but I know they've drawn well, better than 8,000 per game this season. It gets loud, and they've got a good basketball team. Coach, it's interesting. They've lost three in a row, but you peel back the layers and look, and you see they lost by two to Kentucky, three at South Carolina. I think it ended up eight at Mississippi State. But those are all close competitive losses to teams in the upper half, certainly, and at many times the season, upper third of this league. This is a good ball club you're visiting, isn't it?
I mean, they're a really good team. They can score the ball. I think the biggest thing, they would rather score in transition. They have a lot of set plays, a lot of decoy action, but ultimately it's the ball screens, getting their shooter shots, dribble handoffs. But they want to get out in transition and go. They want to try to turn you over. Good offensive rebounding team. And I think Harper, I mean, they probably have two of the better guards in all of college basketball. And when you're talking top five backcourts in the country, I think they probably have that.
They are explosive. I mean, when I watch them, I just think fast. Boy, they get up and down the court quickly. And the two likely suspects are Jared Harper and Bryce Brown. They had 21 and 16 respectively against you last year in a 91-point outburst for Auburn. They got 50 in the second half, but Harper was just incredible, and he averages seven assists in addition to his 15, 16 points per game.
He's a good player, man. I watched him when he was on the high school circuit. He played with a chip on his shoulder. He's doing the same thing at Auburn. You just see the transformation in his body from last year to now, his shoulders and the way he lifted weights just to get stronger now. He takes contact, finishes at the rim, gets bigger guys, good athlete, tremendous composure, makes big shots, take big shots. And then Brown, he can shoot it now. You're talking about two guys that get out in transition, they score the ball, they share the ball. And I think what they have, you know, really good guys with good frames, but, you know, physical guys, but also athletic, strong downhill guys, guys that know how to get fouled, guys that can make shots. And I think that's what they're tough. They have multiple guys, and sometimes they might have five guys on the floor that can make three-point shots.
Yeah, they can score the ball and they can run. But I like what you said about the parts around him, and they're just so athletic. A guy like Anfernee McLemore, I think they list him 6'7", maybe 6'8", but what a jumping jack block. Six shots at Mizzou Arena last year. What a dominant force. Maybe the most dominant defensive player we saw inside, I thought, against you.
Really good shot blocker. And again, 6'7", maybe, you know, 220. Mm-hmm. But also can shoot three-point shots, runs down the floor. He can cause your centers problems because he's very mobile. And even around the rim, he has a thin chisel frame, but he knows how to block shots. He has great timing. I was impressed with him when I saw him last year. I think he suffered a knee injury last year, but he's back healthy now.
Yeah, he's healthy and a big factor with that basketball team. And then, of course, you know, the big challenge, obviously, with the turnover game, your guys averaging about don't get mad, Coach, just the facts, but I trust you because you're a good guy through all this. But it's something you're working with. 15 turnovers per game. They force about 19 a game on average. I mean, it's you look at that, you think, uh-oh. So how do you get this group of yours together and really protect that ball on the road?
I think you continue to work toward different things in practice, and then you have to go through it. I don't know that there's no other way to put it. You have to have the confidence as an individual player, ball handler, decision maker. And again, it's each guy when each guy has the ball to do the right things with the basketball. It's simply that, because you can do all the drills all day long. I wasn't a good ball handler, but I managed to take care of the ball, and I need to take care of the ball. So I think it's pride in what you take care of the ball. Understand the importance and value in that basketball, and you can't give it up. It's simply that.
I wanted to mention, too, somebody asked during the break about Drew Smith, and I should have mentioned he has 2 years of eligibility at Missouri starting next season. So he played two at Evansville, sits out this year, has two more. And, Coach, obviously he's part of your program now, so I think, right, it's fair game for you, obviously, to just talk about him. Just wanted to get your thoughts about what seems to me to be a very high-level addition to your program.
He is. He's a good player. I mean, he is he's as good as, you know, I would say, barring injury, because obviously that changes everything, but he's as good as any guard in the conference right now.
Wow.
I mean, he's a talented basketball player, you know, 6'4", you know, physical frame, very intelligent basketball player, understands how to play, can make shots, can drive the ball, scored in transition strong, knows how to post up, finish left to right hand, pass it. He's good. He really is. His feel for the game, his understanding of the game, his position on where to get the ball to different guys, knowing where shooters are. And again, he's, I would say right now, he's one of our better defenders. I mean, just, yeah, he's, yeah, he is. I mean, again, if he stays healthy, he's as good as any guard. I'm telling you, he's a talented player.
I believe you. That sounds good, I'm sure, to our listeners here. Before our next break, I want to ask you kind of a question, a little bit out of left field, just because you weren't part of the event this year, but the SEC Big 12 Challenge goes on. Folks have asked me, why wasn't Missouri in it? Well, it's really a numbers game. The Big 12 currently only has 10 teams. SEC has 14, and so the bottom four in RPI a couple of years ago when they set these games in two-year cycles were left out. As we know, Mizzou had some tough years. Tigers back on the rise now, but are you a fan of that event? And would you like to be part of that? And also, do you like it coming as it does here in the midst of conference play?
Well, I'm definitely a fan of it. I think when the SEC decided to do it, I think it benefits the SEC, probably both leagues in which when you play it. Because I think when you play the game in December, I think the Big Ten and ACC Challenge probably takes, they've been doing it for so long, so they take center stage, I would imagine. So now, when can you do this and get the maximum exposure? And I think that's probably the best time. But in just my two cents, I think when in the SEC, they were talking about it when I was in the league the first time, I think it was a way to kind of get more teams in, to get more teams noticed, to get the exposure of the league, because we were struggling to get multiple teams in the tournament. I think now as a league, we're past that. I think the down now, we haven't played in it, but I think the downside, in my opinion, in playing an event is you play a league game and all of a sudden, say you play a league game Wednesday on the road. You play that game on the road. Then you got another game on the road or a tough opponent. So that's three games. And I think that part is hard, because if that game's a home game for us, every time I'll take it. But it just, of course, you got to go on the road sometimes. I just think when you play it, because you can have momentum going your way in the league. You can have a game. Next game is at home, a game you feel comfortable about. Then all of a sudden, you got to play this game on the road against a tough opponent. You drop that game. Now, you have to get the energy back up to try to get back in league play and focus, and that can go south on you. So, again, I guess if you win it, it's great, but I don't know. I think it can go either way. I think it can go, if you got an experienced team, okay, you play the game, but I think with a young team, a new team, that can be tough to get out of league, and especially if you come up short.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I appreciate your candor on that. That's why I'd like to get your thoughts, because I know there's a lot of debate out there, not so much about the event, but the timing of it and this and that. Well, no debating this. We've got one more break to take, then we're back to look ahead to a very special Saturday here at home for Mizzou versus Vanderbilt, the Rally for Ryan game. I know Coach Martin will have thoughts on that and more as we continue on Tiger Talk, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the Missouri Tigers. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
In sports, success is measured in points, wins, and trophies. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in how we support our communities, in being there when you need us most, and the occasional trophy, like the one from J.D. Power for highest customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the central region. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter. For J.D. Power 2018 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome to F-150 Radio, the new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar. Dean, go.
I'm all about lowering the bar, like I only brush my teeth on Monday.
The new Ford F-150 lineup raises the bar by being number one in towing, payload, and torque. It can make you more capable.
Capable, schmapable.
The new 2018 Ford F-150. It doesn't just raise the bar, it is the bar.
When properly configured, classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds, GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
The Club at Old Hawthorne, a golf course of incomparable quality and uncompromised standards. It's everything you look for in a golf course and country club, which is why it's also the home to your Mizzou men's and women's golf teams. Make Old Hawthorne your home course. New sports and golf members pay only social dues rates until April 2019. For more information or to schedule a tour, visit oldhawthorne.com or call 573-442-5280.
Welcome back, everyone. Just a few more minutes here with Tiger Talk with Coach Konzo Martin on a Monday night. We're here each and every Monday night, Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia from 7 to 8. A reminder, Wednesday night, Mizzou will play at Auburn Arena, 7:30 start time, 7:30 for the Tigers and Tigers, 7 o'clock for our pregame show here on these stations. And then Saturday, Coach, it's Vanderbilt visiting Saturday night, another 7:30 start. This one at home, the Rally for Ryan game, of course, to help raise funds and awareness for pediatric cancer. Brad Luce is part of the Tiger Athletic Department, former Tiger assistant coach. Of course, his beautiful daughter Ryan is doing great. Has been clear. We're so happy for that and all the prayers and support for her. And I know this must be so important. Of course, you had your own bout with cancer as a young man. Man, playing pro ball over in Italy, your career was cut short, but thank God you're fine and here and doing so well as a basketball coach. So this must mean a little something to you in a few ways, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it impacts a lot of lives at all ages, and it's real. And for me, it just simply means you can't take life for granted because you never know what life presents the next day. And again, and I always try to put things in perspective, and I hate losing like anybody else as a true competitor. But you're also talking sport and you're talking life. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's two. I do have the balance and understanding that. I mean, I don't let a loss affect how I approach my family, how I approach day-to-day life, because it's real. I mean, you just. I mean, I'll never forget when Doc said to me, "I don't know if you're going to die, but this is life-threatening."
And how old were you at the time?
I was 26.
Wow.
I think I was 26. And Joshua was 4 months, 4 months old at that time. So, and I'll never forget those words. I mean, just because it was real. And at that point, I just said, you know, do whatever you need to do. Because Doc started mentioning what type of medicines he might use. I mean, it didn't matter at that point to me, whatever the medicines were. Just let's try to make it work. I mean, what do I need to know the medicines for if it don't work? I mean,
thank God they did, though, huh?
So, that's what it was. Just, man, whatever you need to do. Because at that point, I was so exhausted. My body was, I had lost probably 35, 40 pounds. And, man, not to say I was giving up or anything, but it was at a point where just whatever happens, happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't imagine what that was like. And then you can only imagine, like, parents when their young child is diagnosed with that. And, again, the great news is Ryan's doing great, and the Luce family and the Mizzou family has been so good about embracing this, this message and bringing attention and help to it. So that'll be a special night Saturday night. And if I remember right, you're also 2-0. On these nights so far the past couple of seasons, win both games with big crowds, and that all goes hand in hand, doesn't it? The support, yes, for the important, yes, cause in addition to your team, and it all works together, can it?
Oh, we need it all, and I think Mizzou fans, they understand the importance of supporting something like this, because it can impact anybody, and everybody knows, everybody sitting in that arena, it probably impacted someone in their family or someone close to them. So we all know the importance of supporting an event or function like this.
It's amazing. And then just finally, great crowd last Saturday. Best of the year, 11,500. Again, I think, you know, maybe that was a little bit of give and take. The team played so great for so long, and the fans were there and into it. You can, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? But again, that worked really well, didn't it? It was nice to have a loud crowd in the building on a Saturday. We got two more in a row coming up at the arena.
I think it certainly helps, and I think our fans hope they understand the impact and what they bring to the table, the importance of having tremendous fan support, because you don't get to be the best team just because you have good players. And I think all that you need coaching, you need fan support. And it really matters. And I think it helps our players, because when you can get over the hump with great fan support. I mean, and recruiting and all those things, it is valuable to have people in the arena. And I think our fans need to understand their value and what they mean to us.
I think we may have talked last year about this. And, for me, I didn't know that there's a bigger home court or home advantage in major sports, professional or major college,
that in basketball, where the fans can and are so close to the court, especially the collegiate game, I really think they affect it. And the fans were great this past Saturday. We hope to see them this Saturday against Vanderbilt and a week from this coming Saturday against Texas A&M. Konzo, always enjoyed it. Thank you, sir, for your time. And we'll see you on the way to Auburn tomorrow afternoon, Coach. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Konzo Martin with us, Missouri's basketball coach. Folks, thanks for listening wherever you might be tonight. And again, a special thanks to our live audience here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Columbia. Mike and I have the call Wednesday night, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 tip-off, Mizzou at Auburn. On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. So long, everybody.
From Buffalo Wild Wings, Tiger Talk has been brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Right stuff, low price, every day. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.